Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
You're not running from nobody. You standing.
Shut up. I'm fast. I could beat you in a race. Stop. Bro, you're going to stop. Why? Kevin, why? Stop calling me out because I'm going to start beating you and stuff.
Why do you think you can beat me in a race?
Because I don't think you're fast.
I'll race you right at this moment.
Okay.
We'll take this camera outside.
I have jeans on.
Okay? I have jeans on too.
Let's go.
Take these cameras outside. Get your weekly dose of R&R, hey.
What up? This is your boy, Dope Boy.
Hi, I'm Kevin.
And this is another installment of Started Off to the Left. Righteous and ratchet, and I have a light blue sweater, and I like a lot of hues, and Kevin has a thing on his arm because his wrist is still broken, and he has a picnic basket for a bandana.
Bro, let me wear bandanas.
You look ridiculous. Why would you do this one?
Why?
Because
I went to Michael's and I saw them and I bought all them.
That looks like a table spread attire.
No, it is not red and white.
No, you look.
This is from the streets of picnics.
No, there's a street.
There's
of
a razor blade in this picnic basket.
It looks ridiculous, but if you like it, I love it. How you feeling today?
A little hungry.
Yeah.
I can see the Chipotle over there.
But what's
I
new?
Can smell it.
Chipotle has rewards now.
Do they?
You can get a credit card from there.
Stop.
I'm going to get a platinum joint.
You get 3% guac cash back.
Before we go any further, we have to give a special shout out to the Right Pack.
Right Pack!
They are watching this. What's today? Today is Monday.
Today is Monday.
And they are watching live. Damn. And you too could be a part of the fun. All you have to do is go to righteousandratchet.com. And for as low as $5 a month, you get a bonus episode every week, plus a bunch of new, like,
there's
exclusive
stuff.
There's an
episode of Kev on Stage Studios that we put a Spades episode up for them to give us their opinion. And they gave us really valuable information.
They get the new heat.
They're watching something that's not going to come out for months.
Mm-hmm.
And why are they watching this early today on Monday? Because Righteous and Ratchet is going on the road.
Today,
Wednesday, we got a show in Syracuse.
Syracuse?
New York. We're in Syracuse right now.
What's in the queue?
On Wednesday.
What's in Syracuse?
You're in Syracuse.
Tomorrow will be in Albany. Friday is Buffalo. Saturday off.
You're going to be in Buffalo Wings, New York. Come on, Syracuse.
Springfield on wings, the whole thing.
Spring roll.
That's what Sunday, they're known for. Philadelphia cheesesteak. I beat you to it. Yeah. Philly Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday. You like the Red Vines?
We're a real business. When you got Red Vines.
When you got Red Vines, you've officially made it.
I bought Red
Vines
so people know it's for real.
Now, if it would have been Twizzlers, you're still on your way. But Red Vines?
Red Vines.
Red Vines is legit. Twizzler is better than Red Vines.
That's why I said. I said if you had Twizzler, that's not a good thing. No. Red Vines, you graduated.
Legit. Plus, Twizzlers come in like a little struggle pack.
Better than Red Vines.
No, it's not. They have that waxy film.
No, they're not.
Stop. Yeah, yes, square up. No, it's not. No, don't start.
I hate licorice and I stand by Twizzler.
Put it in the comments. Twizzlers are Red Vines.
Twizzlers are Red Vines.
They come in the little broke packs. They're all stuck together all the time. It's a whole thing.
And why did they make black licorice? You know they have black licorice? Who
that's
ever was like
wrong with that? You're anti-black?
No, I'm just saying, who's ever said, I got a hankering for black licorice?
I think it was black licorice before it was red.
Ooh, was it? Then it was nasty
yourself
from the rip. All right, man. So
Speaking of lists I hate, the Rolling Stones has upset me, Doughboy.
How have they upset you?
They have released a list of the top 100 singers.
When did we start
all
doing
time?
All of these lists? I feel like it's become a thing
Doughboy
now.
Doughboy. Stay focused.
Okay.
I want rage to seethe through you. I want you to feel the anger that I feel.
Okay.
Rolling Stones released a list of the top 100 singers.
Mm-hmm.
And they put Whitney Houston.
Whitney.
Number 34.
They are tripping.
Okay.
Let me tell you.
There's Whitney a couple Houston of egregious errors in this list. Mm-hmm. Mariah Carey is number 79.
That's crazy.
They have Prince. Mm. Rogers Nelson, number 30. Okay. Freddie Mercury. It's not just the black things that happen.
Right, right.
Freddie Mercury. Where's Freddie Mercury ranked? So I can be mad. Number 18.
They got Mary J. Blige at 100. She barely made the cut. Don't you start.
To be fair,
I slap another patch in your beard. That would don't you ever disrespect.
To be fair,
Mary J. Blige.
Now let me just say something.
Mary J. Blige should be in the top one.
Ella Fitzgerald's
really?
Not even on this list. Neither is Barbara Streisand. I take Ella over Mary J.
Y'all ain't gonna stop this Mary
I love
hate.
Mary, but I love her for her pain. Nah. And her dance kicks.
No, her songs,
her
dancery.
Pure voice.
Dancery.
Pure voice.
Nah, man.
Freddie Mercury is number 18, though.
But these are some of the
Bob
people.
Bob Dylan is ahead of Freddie Mercury.
First of all, they put Roy Orbison at number 13. Who is Roy Orbison?
The only thing I know about Roy Orbison is that in The Waterboy, Bobby Boucher's coach had a tattoo of Roy Orbison on his
really?
Head. That's literally the only
They have one. Mick Jagger at number 16.
Mick Jagger. Yes, I know.
Let me say the things that I want to say.
The only thing that's right about this list is Aretha Franklin is number one.
I don't. That's really high.
Hold on.
Number one?
You're
no
not
shade to Aretha.
You're
but number,
shading Aretha.
Who? Number one?
Who sings better than Aretha Franklin in your mind? In your thick, cornbread,
okay,
heavy
like,
mind?
I don't want to start saying
who
stuff to get me.
Who sings better than Aretha Franklin?
You really saying Aretha Franklin is the greatest singer of all time?
I got no problem with Aretha at number one.
I would say Stevie over Aretha. Singing
no,
wise?
Stop.
Stevie
you as blind as Stevie is. No.
You
wow.
I don't know that I have Aretha as the number one vocalist of all time.
This is why you're
Jeez.
Listening.
Stevie Wonder is not a better vocalist than Aretha.
Aretha Franklin? You think Stevie Wonder can sing better than Aretha Franklin?
I would put Whitney over Aretha.
So
number one
I
is,
might not
is
argue with
number
that.
One is a very heralded spot. I'm just number one of over everyone whoever did
you,
it.
Are you saying it can't be a woman?
Where does Aretha
I'm
Franklin
not saying
rank?
That
where does Aretha Franklin rank in your
I
top
I put her in the top 10.
Where? Who's singing better than Aretha Franklin?
Just on this list, bruh.
Who? You don't have to be on this list. Okay. Who are you saying sings better than Aretha Franklin besides Whitney Houston?
Okay, I would say Whitney Houston. I could make an argument for Mariah.
Mariah Carey better
yes.
than Aretha Franklin?
Mariah can sing, and I feel like she's greatly
I feel like Mariah has a lot of range. I don't think she's a better vocalist than
bro,
Aretha
they got
Franklin.
Michael Jackson at 25. That's just, come on, bro. What are we doing here?
They put Elvis at number three.
That's just stupid. Now, this just That's shows you how dumb this list is.
Elvis?
He don't even sing like that.
At number three?
That should just destroy the whole, throw the whole list away.
Well, here's my problem. 33 people. You have ranked 33 human beings higher than Whitney
Who
Houston.
Is Howlin' Wolf?
Howlin' Wolf's amazing.
He's number 31.
He was on who?
That's a good side note.
That
might be the greatest name ever. Howlin' Wolf?
Shining just like gold. Oh, won't you hear me shine?
You putting him over Whitney?
Woo-hoo. No. But Howlin' Wolf is fire, though.
Johnny Cash, does he really sing like that?
He don't sing better than Whitney Houston.
Nah.
I like Johnny Cash.
I mean, I would say Prince needs to be in the top 10.
Prince?
Prince?
Absolutely. Now, here, and I love James Brown. I'm not putting James Brown over Whitney.
No.
James Brown was a great entertainer. He had soul. He was super bad.
Right.
But vocals alone, not over Whitney.
So who's your number one overall? I would say Whitney's would be
I would
my number
argue
one.
Whitney Houston Whitney is
number
the greatest
one.
Singer ever.
Yes.
But if you argue to Aretha Franklin, I wouldn't be mad.
But this
one or two, they're like Jordan and LeBron.
This doesn't bother you that Beyonce's not on this list? Beyonce should be on the top 100 list.
I
Come
didn't
on,
notice
dog.
She wasn't on this list.
Beyonce, no Beyonce?
There's no room for Beyonce when you got to put Art Garfunkel in there.
Or John Lee Hooker. Tom Watts. I don't like a lot of these people. Don Henley.
Wait, Beyonce's not on
Art,
here?
Who is Art Garfunkel? Who is Art Garfunkel?
Garfunkel.
Garfunkel, who got number 86? Solomon Burke?
That's hilarious.
Wait, who is number 97? What is his name for real?
Joe Cocker.
Oh, that,
I thought it was.
They blanked out.
Because they blanked out the first one.
I thought his name was Joe.
ER.
I was like,
Joe what?
Joe Cocker?
Joe Cocker.
I don't think they should blank his name out. That's his real name.
They think 100 people sing better than Beyonce?
They wildin'. Beyonce should be on this list.
Well, it's the Rolling Stones. They probably aren't even aware of Beyonce.
Bjork is number 60?
Bjork?
I ain't never listened to Bjork. I ain't never listened to none of Bjork's music. I was saying.
Okay, give me your top five singers.
My top five. I'm going Whitney, one. Stevie, two. Michael, three.
Roy Orbison.
Prince. No. Mariah, four. Prince, five. Whitney.
I heard you.
What did I say? No, I didn't remember the list. So I said Whitney. Stevie.
Steve Lynn.
And then who did I say for number three?
Mariah, I think.
Mariah was number four.
Mariah was four.
Michael was number three. So I said Whitney, Stevie, Michael, Mariah, Prince. That's my top five.
That's a solid five.
Solid five.
I would take Whitney.
Number one.
Mm-hmm. Man, I actually have never really spent much time thinking about this. I'd take Aretha number two.
Okay, Aretha number two.
Greatest singers of all time.
I really would have put Fred Hammond in my top five, to be honest with you. Fred Hammond.
You put Fred Hammond sandwich in your top.
Fred Hammond.
Ain't no gospel singers in this list. Marvin Winans.
No, number three?
Marvin Winans is
in your top three?
I love Marvin Winans.
Is that never would have made it? That's Marvin Sapp.
That's Marvin Sapp.
Okay, you be Marvin Snack.
Got it.
I love Marvin Winans. He might be the greatest gospel vocalist.
So who's your list? Number one is Whitney, Aretha.
Marvin Winans.
Marvin Winans.
Fight me if you feel different.
Marvin Winans. Stevie not in your top five? Prince not in your top five?
I'm trying to think of who I like. Nita Baker, number four.
Nita Baker,
easy.
Okay. I'm not mad.
Easy.
Good save,
Kevin. Anita Baker, love her.
She probably listening.
Absolutely love.
So if you had to go Aretha or Anita, who you going?
Anita.
Anita number one?
Yeah. Anita Baker.
So Anita,
the
Aretha.
Greatest living vocalist. I know, Anita Whitney Houston. Aretha.
Anita Whitney.
Marvin Aretha, Winans.
Marvin.
Tone. No gospel singers
make the list.
They might count.
I would have put Fred Hammond in my top five to keep it tall.
People do not talk about Anthony Williams III, previously known as Tone, now goes by B. Slade.
He got too many aliases. He got to slow down the name.
His name six times in this list.
Tone was his gospel name. B. Slade is his
name. I stop after two AKAs. It's like, that's not.
Why?
Because it's too much to keep up with.
We gave Diddy all kind of names.
We did give Diddy a lot.
Diddy.
I was about to say, you can follow Puff Daddy from Puff Daddy.
Diddy.
Puffy.
What was first? Puff Daddy. Then that became Puffy.
Puffy, then Diddy.
No, P. Daddy.
P. Diddy.
P. Diddy. Became Diddy.
Diddy.
And then I think he went back to Puff.
Did he change it after that?
Is he still Diddy?
You see what I did there?
He changed it back to Puff, but nobody.
Nobody cared.
Like,
we were like, shut
love
up with
or
your
something.
Name.
He went to Brother Love.
Brother Love. He was like, you know, it's
yeah,
too
then
much.
We were just like, all right, enough with you, Sean.
Not to mention having that. So yeah,
this list five? Is trash. Yeah, you got your five in. I don't know who Ronnie Spector is.
I just want to list some of the people that they put ahead.
Patsy Cline.
Just let me list all you right. Some of the people. I love Ray Charles. I wouldn't put her with Whitney Houston.
He was number
Elvis
two.
Elvis Presley. Get him off the list.
Yeah.
Okay. Sam Cooke.
Does John Lennon even sing like that? Like, does he sing?
The Beatles.
But does he sing?
Don't give me no Beatles over
for
Whitney.
Real, because he don't even sing
Bob
like that.
Bob Dylan.
It's a group come effort. On. It's a whole thing.
No.
James Brown didn't really sing like that. He was more
he
dancing.
Had a great band.
Robert Plant, I don't even know who that is. What? Freddie Mercury goes hard, though. Freddie Mercury sang.
Yeah.
He led them Queen
but
song.
Mick Jagger don't really sing like that.
Get Mick out of here.
Johnny Cash, no. Smokey Robinson, no. Etta James.
She sang. David Bowie. Is he like an amazing vocalist? He made good music.
Van Morrison.
I don't know who Van Morrison is.
Who Jackie is Hank Williams?
Hank Williams is comedy,
I thought he was a baseball player.
Country singer.
Okay.
Easy. Aaron. We can hear you.
Who's Janis Joplin? Well, I know that's a famous person, but she can sing. Mm. Nina Simone, because she sings.
Bono?
Oh, no.
From U2?
U2?
Nah.
And Steve Winwood?
Yeah, they disrespecting.
Get him off of my list. I don't want to make this a race thing, but a white man made this. And I read the article. I had to read what it was his
what
thing.
What were the criterion?
I don't know. But he met Elvis one time.
That's why
he got to hang backstage with Elvis. And I feel like Elvis just made like a huge impression on him. Mm-hmm. And that swayed his mind with the list.
Lemonade. That cool, refreshing drink.
Nina Simone is number 29.
Nina Simone, I don't know much about her, but there is a Netflix documentary about her apparently that's really good.
It's good.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah, she great vocalist.
So, this list is, I mean, I've been seeing a lot of lists and the majority of them have been trash. This might be the trashest one. You got
Aguilera over Mariah Carey.
Nah, I don't see
Did
how
you see that.
I don't see how you have all these people. Are you really putting Annie Lennox over Mary J. Blige?
I don't know who Annie Lennox is, but I know who Ari Lennox is.
Ayo.
Shea Butter Baby, she should be on this list. I wonder if this is where Ari Lennox got her name from.
Who is Toots Hibbert? number 71. Toots? I'm not putting nobody named Toots over Mary J. Blige. No. What kind of world are we living in? Hey, Toots, you're up. Nah. Toots Magoots. So nah, I'm not.
Listen, I love Mary J. Love.
I'm starting to feel a lot of Mary J. shade.
But I don't feel like Mary J. has a beautiful singing voice.
Do you really feel like there's 99 people that sing better than her?
199.
Oh my God, you wildin'.
Mary J. conveys emotion probably better than most people. I feel Mary J.
So you don't feel like she's a top 10 singer?
No.
Just vocally, no, she is better than most.
She's a good entertainer.
She's a great singer, Josh.
Here's my thing. Here's the thing. I want to submit this.
Okay.
I feel like she's a perfect example of a great artist, right?
All right.
The way she sings for her music, I feel like hardly anybody makes you feel what Mary makes you feel.
So are you saying by that rationale, she's the Tupac of R&B?
I don't feel the way about Tupac.
Because a lot of people feel like Tupac wasn't a great rapper, but he was great
at dispelling emotion. You're a lot of people. You just said that and put a lot of people in there.
So, but no, a lot of people do say that. He's not like a great lyricist. He's a great storyteller. He makes you connect with emotion.
He's a good lyricist, though.
He's not a good lyricist.
He was a poet.
Pac was not a great lyricist.
You always want to compare to who?
Biggie, Nas, okay, Jay-Z,
Biggie
Eminem.
Biggie had cadence that's uncomparable.
Future? He's nothing compared to Future.
Is what I'm saying. Lyricist.
I know. I'm saying what pulled Biggie up was his cadence. His flow is unmatched.
And his lyricism.
Yes.
Did
but
you just like that word?
No, I'm just saying that
lyricism.
Most people will tell you that Tupac is known for evoking emotion. He's known for really tapping into how you feel about certain things. He's not necessarily the greatest wordsmith, like a Hove, like a Nas, like, you know what I mean? Different guys like that. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
I like the paintings of Tupac, though. They're amazing.
It's very, like, you always understand the picture of it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You do always.
Whatever he's trying to put together, at least.
Absolutely. And you know what I'm saying? Pictures are important. And, like, I have pictures of Tupac that are actually painted in my home. And guess where I got them?
Paint Your Life?
PaintYourLife.com.
Wow, now, what a guess.
When I heard that at PaintYourLife.com, you could have an original painting by a world-class artist done by hand from a photo, I thought, what a great idea. It must be so expensive. But Paint Your Life paintings are affordable. A painting from Paint Your Life makes this the perfect gift. It's meaningful, personal, and can be cherished forever. Because a lot of people don't know that. Back in the day at the All Eyes on Me video, like when they had, like, they were in the streets of California, my cousin was actually there.
I heard you made a video. It's called All Thighs on Me.
But he took a picture of Pac. Like, you know what I'm saying? And I always had that picture. I was like, I want this to be immortalized. Paint Your Life did that for me. Now listen this. The great thing about PaintYourLife.com is that you choose the artist whose work you most admire and work with them throughout the process until every detail is perfected and there's no risk. If you don't love the final painting, your money is refunded. With Paint Your Life, you get your favorite memories transformed into a work of art that will be cherished forever.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, as a limited time offer, get 30% off your painting. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. To get this special offer, text RR
R-N-R
to 48-48-48. That's RR
R-N-R
to 48-48-48. Text RR
R-N-R
to 48-48-48. Message and data rates may
apply.
Where they're applicable. I like the word applicable.
Speaking of comedians whose careers were derailed by feminism.
Because we absolutely were speaking about that. Tell me
Brandon
more.
T. Jackson on Comedy Hype, which Comedy Hype has been doing
some
great
turning up the volume.
Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah. Brandon T. Jackson says that his career went downhill after he put on the dress.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't know, there's
a stigma, if you will.
Definitely a stigma in the black comedian community about black men being
demasculated, masculinity undone,
Hollywood always wants to put the black man in the dress.
But see, but before we even delve into that, because that's a loaded topic there, that wasn't the biggest thing that threw me off about this interview. You know what the biggest thing that threw me off about this? Oh, Big Brother T. Jackson has got it. Did y'all see Big Brother T. Jackson out here looking like Brandon T. Snackson? He got a little, I don't remember him being this big. And shout out to Brandon, that's my boy. That's the homie, so he cool.
Is
but,
he?
Yeah, but.
Does he know how you feel about his wig?
I didn't know how I felt about it until I just seen the video. I was like, who is this? So he was, yeah, okay.
Why are you fat shaming him?
I'm not fat shaming him, but you know, I get a lot of fat jokes. I can pass them on from time to time. Can I? We can all share this pain. I don't see now where everybody, you know what I honestly feel? I feel like until Dave Chappelle stood up and he was the one that said, you're not putting me in a dress, and that was how his stance kind of went. That's when I think every comedian started being like, yeah, I ain't wearing no dresses either. I don't see the huge problem with it. I mean, some of the funniest characters have come from men dressing up as women, i.e. Robin Williams as Miss Doubtfire, Martin as Shanae. Like, there's a ton of different examples that I can give.
Tyler Perry as Madea.
You know, and look, he didn't build that big old studio on Madea's back. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm saying. I don't see where it's like making us feminine, or I've never felt that way. Do you feel that way?
Have you ever worn a dress?
No.
A wig?
No. Have I?
Not just personal life. I mean, for like a video.
You are beautiful, doughboy. Your name is Dubois.
I'm trying to think. I'm trying to make sure. No, I've never put on a dress. I've never put on a wig. I haven't. You have, though, right? Can we cue that footage up? That's fine. Can we cue that footage up?
Josh needs to put stuff in the videos that we tell him to.
It was one time.
Where was they were lighting him up in the comments. Oh, I said, Josh, put the number right here. And he did it, and they were lighting him up.
Because I edited
the
it, and then I just exported it. I was going to go back because I didn't know the exact time.
You asked me, too,
and
I was just like, put it up. But he didn't go back. But anyway, so early in my career, I did the wig. I did
and the makeup.
I didn't do no makeup. Never put makeup on.
I thought you had makeup on. You said the wig?
We just put the wig on, and
you think I can make it clap while I shout? Ooh, Jesus. I'm about to get somebody with that.
That was interesting story. Interestingly enough, okay. The reason we wore the wigs is because our wives would not be in the videos.
Oh, so we got a necessity.
Yes, we wrote like, hey, girls, will y'all do these lines so we can hit the video?
Like, nah, y'all all right.
They was like, figure it out. No, but we're like, we got to hurry because it's going viral. Remember Stuff Girls Say, Billy's video?
Billy's video, yeah.
We got 9 million views at the time.
And that was huge.
At that time, it was like
100 million.
That might as well have been. Yeah. So I was like, come on, listen. She was like, nah, I don't want to be on camera. Mm-hmm. And Jay asked his wife, she was like, nope. And Aunt asked his wife, and she was like, nope. And we asked our homegirls, they were like, we don't know what this YouTube is. So we put the wig on and the video went viral. And then people were like, that's why they gay. Like, I had sex yesterday. So I took it off.
You took it down?
No, not the video.
Oh, you took the wig off.
Views. Come on, man. But I stopped wearing the wig.
Mostly because you couldn't find wigs that fit that head of yours. But tell us why, what morals you stood on to take it off as well. He was cutting up like two or three different wigs.
All those
makeshift throw to go over that dome of yours.
All those full wigs look like bowl cuts.
Everybody having a good time?
Sorry, I'm done, Kev. I like working here.
So, but no, I didn't want anybody to ever say that's the only reason why he's funny.
See, I
was like, nah, y'all gonna, I don't, this, and it was never nothing we relied on. Like, we put two videos up that day. It was Stuff Black Church Girls Say and Stuff Black Parents Say.
Did they do numbers?
Both went viral, but the Black Church was liking the Black Church Girls, and that was getting us booked. Mm-hmm. But we probably did maybe, I don't know, less than 10 videos with wigs on, never the dress.
Would you do it now?
No.
So you telling me.
Yes.
So, you know, you just.
I don't want my career banished.
So let me ask you this. So let's just say Tyler Perry, he just started this big, huge studio. Uh-huh. And he says, I want to do Son of Madea and start a whole new franchise. And he comes to you. He says, Kev, look, man, I got $10 million for you for the first movie. And regardless how it does, I got $5 million for the next. No, I got $10 million for the part two and part three. I guarantee you $30 million up front. For you to put this dress on. You saying no?
Absolutely not.
What? You saying no to 30 mil?
No, I'm saying absolutely not.
You're going to do it.
You guys just have to feel how you feel. 30 million? What morals?
Oh. So you would do it?
Son of a Madea. Would I do it?
Bro, I'm signing it before he get a chance to change his mind.
Dope,
would you like to? You've already signed it. Let's just go, Tyler. You don't even know what's in there. I don't care. I see the numbers. Tyler, I'm in.
You have the bra on under right now anyway. I keep this on free. Just for a second. You would do it?
Yes, because I'm not threatened.
What's
by
the
that.
Number? Does that be 30 million?
No.
You gotta do it
for 30K.
You gotta do it for $600.
30K?
I'm not threatened by it. I don't feel like I'm not, my masculinity is.
What about the comments?
I don't care. Like, you know, and I'm super sensitive, so I will care. But, bro, I'm going to go do that because if I feel like I can bring something to the character, then I'm going to do it. Like, I'm just not threatened like, oh my God, what will people think? My daughter's gonna see me. Who cares? It's a joke. It's funny. What's your price?
I don't.
Let's just say it ain't 30 mil, but let's just say 1.5 mil for the first one. You will be a millionaire. 1.5 mil.
I don't think I would.
Really?
I gotta believe. I believe for reals. Mm-hmm. You gotta believe. They'll give you money for a lot of stuff.
Right.
So if you just say that yes to whatever you don't believe in, then it's gonna be hard to know who you are.
I don't necessarily not believe in it.
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like for you, it's not a problem. For me, I don't think I would feel comfortable doing it. I could be like, hey, girl, it's son of a dear time. Like, I'll
y'all
be
gonna
like,
hate me if Tyler Perry ever want to reboot the franchise. They're gonna be like, we know Doe would never. Is that a billboard I just seen Doe Boy on? And I would be smiling it because it's funny. I don't care. Like, I just.
Obviously. And that's the thing. Like, it's interesting that, to me, I think the thing that's interesting is that it wasn't a thing for so long.
Mm-hmm.
Like with Martin, he played Shanana, he played Mama Payne.
And we loved it.
And he played Roscoe and Dragonfly Jones. Like he played all
you
different characters.
Can't tell me one person who didn't love Shanana was probably everybody's favorite character. Did anybody look at Martin like he's less of a man because he's
no, it wasn't
like
a thing then. Flip Wilson did that even before Martin and Madea. So it's not even like it ever stopped, really. Right. I just feel like once Dave Chappelle said that, I feel like, did Kevin Hart ever wear the wig or dress?
Kevin did it on Saturday Night Live.
Did he?
And he got backlash for that.
Yeah, but it didn't affect his career.
Right.
Do you think this is what happened to Brandon T. Jackson's career?
I don't think this affected his career. I just think, you know, Brandon hasn't had a hit in a minute.
But you don't think it's because of this? He feels like he was cursed.
It has nothing to do with this. I don't think, but I don't believe.
You don't know his life, though.
You're right, I don't. So, you know, if he says it, he would know more than me. But if you're asking me what it looks like from my vantage point, I don't think that. I ain't never heard nobody in the streets be like, man, that Brandon put that dress on. He will never work again in this city. I never heard. I mean, who really watched Big Mama's House 3? Who even watched it? It was straight to Redbox. Like, not enough people seen it to affect
his
career.
Your movie's going straight to Redbox. I didn't know Big Mama's House with Brandon T. Jackson was a movie until I saw the interview.
So he's just telling, like, this ruined my career. What movie are you talking about?
What's Brandon T. Jackson's top three films for you?
He was in Tropic Thunder.
That was funny.
He was on the top of the roof. I'm broke.
Lottery ticket?
Yeah.
So good in that.
Didn't think, wasn't he half a horse in another movie?
He was Percy Jackson.
Oh, my God.
He was Percy Jackson. I totally forgot about that.
I think that's what was like the beginning of the end for him. It was more of that, Brandon T, than this other thing you're talking about. It wasn't the dress.
I totally forgot about
it. It was that,
that
movie. Yeah, he was Percy. And I think that was supposed to be a big one for him. They didn't do what it was supposed
to
do.
That's what it was. Dang, I totally
what do they call the have a horse people? Centers?
Centaurs. Centaur. Yeah. What's Minotaur?
I don't know.
That's just a word you had in your head.
Half horse, half man.
Half horse, half man.
What's centaur? Half man, half.
So.
And mermaid.
Arnold Palmer is half limited, half treaty. That's really what I want to be.
And mermaid is man and woman and fish. Right? Yeah. Man-made is a man and fish that I believe does exist. I call them man-mates. They have to. 80% of the ocean being uninhabited, there's got to be man-mates. You can't tell me that there's not. But let me ask you this. Why do you feel like white comedians don't get the same backlash as putting on a dress?
I don't know.
Because you never heard nobody tripping.
I don't know. And also, kissing each other in the mouth, that's not a deal for black for white comedians. Will Ferrell.
Yeah, I'm not kissing in the mouth. Just because I don't even feel like I can pull that off.
You would do it. You'll do anything for money.
No, I'm not. I have really high. You should know of all people, money doesn't move me like that.
30?
I walked away from money. Don't walk away from. Don't put that on. You know money doesn't even push me like
I'm
that.
I'm talking about for these roles.
No, I'm not kissing
you
the guy.
You wouldn't kiss Will Ferrell in the mouth.
Just because I don't feel like I can convincingly pull that off, I'll be grossed out kissing a guy. So
okay, did you
like
see the episode of The Office where Steve Carell kissed Oscar?
No.
And they were both grossed out.
Yeah.
Right. I just don't feel like I could give you a realistic execution of performance.
Now, for 30
I
felt, mil?
I don't think that I could. I would be too.
Would you try?
Well, for 30 mil, I'd be like, man, come here. That's about all I could give you. Like, no, we needed it so I could grab his face, I can push it away. But no, I just.
I think it's definitely a culture thing. Brandon T. Jackson actually mentioned that. Like, he was just saying in our culture, it ain't as cool like that. But Will Ferrell, Channing Tatum, they never get flack for dresses, kissing. But I think because we're always like, man, we're trying to demasculate the black man.
I don't.
Anytime we do
I do feel like on television sometimes. I feel like with some of the programming, they do that a lot.
What? Demasculate,
like,
demasculate the black man?
Black
Which,
man.
Like what?
Like sometimes you see like reality shows, like, you know, like I just feel like they demasculize black men sometimes. So I can see that. I don't know if this is more, if anything, you know that it's not demasculating because you know it to act. I feel like they demasculinize black men like in reality TV. Like, so it's closer. It's like on reality TV shows. Like,
I know. I'm trying to think of what example.
You did it. So that's the thing for that. But I don't feel like in movies that should count or TV shows because you know that these are actors. And they're, you know what I mean?
They're actors from reality shows.
Most people.
I remember the first time I went into a production office, a friend of mine was working on a show. It was a reality show. Mm-hmm. And I seen, it was a wall like this. And they had all the scenes broken down, color coordinated.
For a reality show?
What they were going to shoot. And I was like, I mean, I knew it was fake.
It's more scripted than
but
scripted.
But I didn't realize it was that. Like, bro, y'all. So, I mean, think about it. How many times do people go to lunch that much?
Exactly. How do people always have a drink ready in hand to throw
we're
going
to go
face?
To lunch and talk about what Doughboy said on the podcast. I did not like it. I cannot just speak to him. We must go into the lunch and say, I did not like it.
And within 2 minutes, just
I remember I saw this video on YouTube, and it was you could see the producer on Jersey Shore, like they were showing, like, "Hey, this is fake." Mm-hmm. You could see the Jersey Shore producer throw the glass, and then it started a fight.
And it wasn't like, even one of the people.
It wasn't even one of the people. It was just a producer, like, "Yeah." It started fighting, and I was like, "Man,
that guy did it."
But people still watch it.
Yeah.
You know what else people do?
What else do people do?
They go on the internet and learn.
They do.
I've been learning how to become a graphic designer. Did you know?
Have you?
Yeah.
Try to graphic design like hamburgers and lasagnas and stuff?
Mostly merch ideas. Merch price people are going up. Mm-hmm. So I want to cut out the middleman and learn how to design my own merch. But it's a tough gig. And YouTube videos ain't enough. Mm. But you know what it is? Skillshare. Mm. Skillshare is an online learning community with thousands of amazing classes covering dozens of creative and entrepreneurial skills. You can take classes in everything from photography and creative writing to design, productivity, and more. So whether you're returning to a longtime passion project, challenging yourself to get outside your comfort zone, or simply exploring something new, Skillshare has the classes for you. Mm. Watch out. 2020, it's my goal. One of my goals is to release some merch that is designed by myself. Mm. And I've been practicing on Skillshare. I've been taking classes from professionals and learning Photoshop.
Come on, man.
It seems like a waste of money. Because the good ones.
Oh, they be running that bag.
And I'm going to tell you my problem. Here's what's why problem, I went to school, Skillshare. Know. I be giving them the whole idea, and they sending back to me the design. Like, it's one thing if I just give you the words and you do all the stuff, but I be like, do it like this, and this font, and this is like flowery, and then I just can't make it. So I got to come $250.
You don't want to just be throwing away money. You're a small business owner.
I'm a small business owner. Mm-hmm. SBO. Yeah. So I'm learning myself. And you can join me and millions of others already learning on Skillshare today with a special offer just for our listeners. Get 2 months of Skillshare for free.
How many?
2 months. Okay. That's right. That's offering Righteous and Ratchet listeners 2 months of unlimited access to thousands of classes for free. To sign up, go to Skillshare.com/R&R.
R&R.
Again, Skillshare.com/R&R.
R&R.
To start your 2 months now. That's Skillshare.com/R&R.
R&R. Serena, we need you on these R&Rs if you're going to be in the
She life. Did, though. Yes, you man. Couldn't hear her.
Okay. Speaking of famous comedians' daughters who are having problems on the road, Lori Harvey. Now, she was arrested for a hit-and-run accident in Beverly Hills, but that's not the kicker. This is what happened in said situation. She was seen texting on her phone, hit another motorist that was in a vehicle, flipped her car. The other motorist that she hit hopped out of their car to aid her out of her car. Once she got safe and sound, what do you think she did?
Took
she
off.
Booked it out of there. Oh, thank you for helping me, sir.
She literally ran away?
She dipped out of there, and they caught her a half a mile later.
How far did she
And then she
run?
FaceTimed with her dad, with the police there, like, Dad, they thought they gave me. Lori, what are you doing? What are you doing?
Wait, she hit the guy.
She hit the guy. Flipped
he got
her
out the car.
Car.
He got out of the car.
Helped her.
The guy she hit, not just somebody.
Yes, just the guy she hit.
The guy she hit got out.
Helped
like, you
her.
Good? He was like,
thank you. And now I'm gone. Bye-bye.
Why does she not have insurance? I mean, I don't understand.
I don't know. They said that alcohol wasn't involved.
Why is Lori Harvey in the news?
Well, they said that people have been watching. They say that there is trouble in paradise with her and Diddy because he was out seen with another woman. Why are you looking at me like that?
Did he?
Yes.
Is that why she's in the news?
Yes. Well, I'm just saying this is another reason why. So,
but is that what made us aware of her?
Yes. The Diddy thing. But she's kind of like been like the it girl because like Meek Mill shouted her out on his song with Drake. He said, that's the only thing I want for Christmas is Lori Harvey. And then we found out she was dating Diddy. Then they supposedly broke up and then she unfollowed him on Instagram. So people were like, oh, there must be trouble in paradise. Then people were saying that she was out with Future because they both dropped pictures from the same location and people were putting two and two together like, oh, is she dating Future now? Because she was also rumored to have dated him last year as well.
How do you keep up with all this?
That's a lot, man. That makes sense. They got it all, man.
That's how I know all of these
you
things.
You really know all the ins and outs so about all that, and you got nothing on Democratic national candidates.
What? Nah.
If Shade Room talked about the politicians, you would know.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know what's going on with Lori Harvey. Like,
I feel like when you're a celebrity, the rules just don't apply
like,
to you.
Do you feel like that's just more of her just feeling like, I do what I want? Like, because why would you
like
just...
Like Lil Uzi. Nah, I do what I want.
Please, you look like Lil Booby Vert.
I'm sorry, Kevin. I saw it.
On me today.
Bro. I didn't know what you laughed at.
That's Lil Uzi's shoulder. Nah, I do what I want.
No.
You know that Lil Uzi shoulder?
Do shoulders.
Does it like, is it like that? Yeah, by the way, totally unrelated to anything on our docket.
Right.
Me and Melissa were torturing our children in the mall the other day by doing the dances that they do. Oh, man, it was so great. When you do dances that your kids are doing, it's like kryptonite to them.
They just don't know. They just want you to stop it immediately.
Yes. We were waiting for their shoes to come. We were like, hey.
No.
They were like, please, people are around. Melissa was doing flossing. Like, we were purposely doing it bad. She was just like.
This is like, why do you stop, please? My voice is deep. Did it make you feel old after you did it?
I don't know. Threw my knee out trying to do that. Oh, that's the one we were doing. I was doing the whoa.
And yeah, your like, woe needs some work. Your woe is like, whoa.
My woe better than yours.
Go.
Right now.
Right now. Nah, this ain't.
Let me see yours. Oh.
You got to grab higher up there.
Why you got so much wind
so
up?
So much movement.
It's a very simple thing.
It's a subtle.
Yeah, like, no.
I want to grab it from 2 and 3 floors.
No,
looks like you're shooing flies
you
away.
Like, once again, I'm going to do mine without the toss up, okay? And yeah. Okay, now you do, Andy. Why so much?
Because
what's
I want
make
this
it stop. Make
first
it
of all,
stop.
How would you do it? You want to come around?
Josh
here and
is
do
a great woe.
A great woe.
Well, let's see it. Get over here.
I don't even
let's
need to
come
go.
On, Josh. Do your woe.
Let's
I
go.
I bet you're a third place on the woe Olympics.
Let's go.
You're definitely top three, but not top.
Let's go,
two, man. I'm here.
Josh, he put it in.
No, look, you was making huevos rancheros.
He got the head in it. Oh, he's way better than us.
Oh,
I didn't even know what he was doing. He put it in second gear.
Well, do yours
he
again.
Had the hair. Nah, man. I forgot to add the head.
That's
why
it lit.
Why are you doing so much? You look like you're double Dutch.
No, man.
Yeah.
Josh knew how to drive sticks.
Yeah, man. Get out of here, man. Get in your car and drive out of here, man. We ain't into that.
But anyway, okay. If you ever want to embarrass Kiara, take her to the mall to buy something
and then
do. Dude,
you know, I can dance kind of good, though, so she might be like,
worst
oh.
Dancer ever.
First of all, you cannot dance better than me. Don't play games with me, Kiara. Of all the things you can do, okay, singing, I'll give that to you. You know, you
really go hit him with this.
I'll kill you with that, but I got other moves. You can't dance better than me. That's a fact.
How do you
watch your mouth out here, man? You can't see me on no dance.
Hold on, R&R Adventures at one of the next shows,
and we can have a dance off.
We'll record it.
That's a fact.
Do it. I'm about to pull a beat up right now.
No. We can save that.
We'll release it to everybody after the show.
I'll beat you, bro.
What are you going to do?
You don't dance good, bro. I've seen you, and I'll be keeping it to myself.
What have you ever seen me?
Like, bro, trash. He ever come out of space.
I'm
going to let him know about it. We be around each other all the time. I done seen you move from time to time. You know how people get into it. The little foot start tapping. Mostly when you're in church, you just be, hey, hey, hey. But nah, like, I'll see you about some dances. Don't play with me. We can set that up. Don't play games.
Righteous and Ratchet Adventures.
Yes.
Dance,
like dance fever. But back to Lori Harvey. I don't know, man. That just seems like I just feel like there's a lot going on with her. Like, why would you just leave? That's just out of common courtesy. Like,
are we making her a celebrity when she's really not?
Because she don't do nothing.
Well,
I mean, I didn't mean no shade, Lori. I didn't mean it like that. But she doesn't. We don't know of anything that she does.
Why are we?
Other than her dad.
By reporting on this news, we are solidifying her.
Well, because she's in the news. And I think sometimes.
Listen to this. You listen to this.
I'm listening to this.
My wife was. Kimberly Kardashian was talking about her greatest skill. Because, you know, people are like, oh, she don't do nothing well. She'll do nothing well.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, actually, what I do well is marketing.
Mm-hmm.
She does that myself. Very well.
So Kimberly Kardashian.
Don't call her
Kimberly.
Kimberly.
Who says that?
Kim.
Is her name Kimberly?
Her name is Kimberly.
Kimberly Kardashian.
Do we?
Why
does it sound weird to
Kim
call
Kardashian.
Her Kimberly? Kimberly Kardashian.
We don't say Kevin on stage.
Weird. Yeah, we don't say Kevin on stage.
Well, that's not my name. My name is Kevin. Oh, wait. Kevin on
exactly.
stage.
Exactly. Kev. We don't ever call you Kevin.
People do call me Kevin. Her name is Kimberly.
Like if you know her, I feel like if you know her personally, maybe you call her Kimberly.
I know just call her personally. Okay. I've been by Calabasas. There was over there somewhere. Kimberly Kardashian used to do this. When Britney Spears was really popular, she would see the paparazzi and Britney Spears would be at a hotel or at a party or something like that. And she'd go inside and Kimberly Kardashian would go inside too and then just come out like 2 hours later. And people would photographer her.
They would what? They would what? Her? They would what?
And people would.
Boy, is your tongue asleep? Wake your tongue up.
They would photographer coming out of the same place Britney was in, and then they say, "Man, Britney Spears was partying with Kim Kardashian," and she just kept doing that until her name came up, and then it was like, "Who's Kim Kardashian?" Mm-hmm. Oh, this is Kim Kardashian. And then she made $500 million.
I think she kind of glossed over the fact that tape might have helped as well, but. Nobody seen that?
I'm just saying, what I did was,
well, you did something else, Kim.
That really speaks to her marketing because that's not even the first thing you think of anymore.
Yeah.
And a lot of people have had sex tapes. Yours drops, it ain't going to lead to $500 million. It ain't going to lead to...
If my sex tape drop, it's going to break the internet. You understand me?
Oh, it will.
You understand that?
Your sex tape going to be heavy in the server. They're going to be like, God, what kind of data are they passing through here?
No, is that sweat?
The servers have been falling through the ground. Don't be sitting that, bro. It's too much data.
It was like biscuits and grease in here.
Oh, man, shut up. That's all funny games.
Y'all making fun of me. Would you do sex tape to further your career?
To further my career?
Right now. You would drop that in a heartbeat. All his workout videos, his shirt off, but listen though.
The reason why is I've made sex tapes before that did nothing but take up data in my phone. So why, if it's going to push me and propel me,
why are you making sex tapes?
I like to watch myself in action.
You ever just watch yourself in action? Graphic. No.
Like, yeah.
How do you get the camera back far enough to get a wide angle? I want to know.
He got the 11 Pro.
He had the 11 6 years ago. His camera is outside his house, windows opening. What are you taping your sex tape for? You had that old camera light where the light blew up where you took a picture. It was just a sex picture.
No, because it's just, like I said on the bonus episode, I don't watch porn, but I watch myself. Cause I'll be like, yeah, your boy.
Yeah.
That's not weird to you?
Nah. So I'm the only person that watches his own porn?
Solely?
Yeah, I don't want to watch other people.
Like, forget them.
I want to watch back and be like, I remember that time I was doing that thing. I don't want to watch two complete strangers benefit from the sex. I want to see me.
Doughboy's about to drop a streaming service of all of his catalog instead of just one sex tape.
How many sex tapes is in the phone?
About six.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a mini series.
You made six sex tapes?
Mm-hmm.
Are you editing them?
I don't really do a lot of editing. I don't like fix it in post.
You just add music? Do you add your own music as a
Oh my god.
No, I'm not putting the Wonder Years in the back of me smashing it. No. Not my music. Not all the time.
About once or twice just to see the aesthetic.
You're not afraid of the cloud?
What?
I do be thinking that,
but now that I'm in a relationship, I'll be like, is it wrong to have porn from exes when you're in a relationship?
I feel like I'd be mad.
I told her about it. I should probably delete it, huh?
Yes! I mean, you got the cloud. If y'all don't make it, re-download. If y'all make it, you got to at least put in the hidden. You know, she's not going to be mad if she looks up in there and sees whoever the person may be.
She's about to jump to.
You wouldn't be mad if there's a dude in her phone?
Well, if it was before me, I wouldn't be like, what?
But what if he was physically fit and blowing her back out? Oh, this is what you're into?
Oh, you like fit that? You're really into it. I can't believe you.
You don't have a sex life before me? What are you, crazy? But wouldn't you be mad if the dude was all physically fit and tall and he got a car that went forward and reverse?
Oh, that made you clap your hands and stomp your feet, huh?
That would make you mad?
It would.
We'll give her the same courtesy.
All right, I'll watch him one last time. And I'll have one last hoo-ha. Then I'll banish it forever.
I don't like that.
Moving right along. Now, I don't know who this says more about. Ray J or Suge Knight.
I don't even know but where apparently, this
story is going. Suge Knight has handed over his life rights to Ray J to manage and navigate the life of his career.
Now listen this. Ray J is an astute businessman.
He is.
He sold those little Scooty bikes.
And them little AirPod things.
AirPods, uh-huh. The glasses. Mm-hmm. He put Kimberly Kardashian
and
on the map.
And he penned One Wish.
If I had one wish.
Which technically didn't make a lot of sense because he said if I had one wish. And then he said like 10 different things. The song.
But that was independent. Didn't make sense. He did independent. He ate a lot off of that.
Yeah.
And he had another... what was his other song?
He also had a song.
Cannot dust under my man. He did have sex.
And then he had I Hit It First.
And he had Don't Danger. She's
and he had the song with, what the song that he, Wait a Minute with Lil' Kim. Wait a Minute. Y'all remember Wait a Minute?
It's not ringing a bell.
In a club, VIP. Y'all never heard?
Nothing You're Doing is jogging.
Right, Pat. Y'all don't remember this?
You can't jog nobody's memory. You gotta walk their memories.
Y'all don't remember that song?
That one is not ringing up. You just keep doing that. I don't know it. Don't play it, because we're gonna get a copyright thing and then we can't monetize the whole video.
In the club, VIP.
This is what I remember, hate. Doughboy.
You've done that
moving
exact
on.
Part of the song
on.
So many times.
Okay, and then. Started with a Jog Jaws memory. Y'all just ain't musically on my level. Okay, so he's also talking about as a possibility of outside of a movie being made about.
Wait, time out. Ray J, I'm sorry, Suge Knight sold his life rights.
Suge Knight sold his life rights
to Ray J.
Yes.
Also, Hasbro bought the rights to Death Row.
Why would Hasbro buy Death Row?
You can try the toy company.
Why would a toy company buy Death Row?
That was news a couple weeks
ago.
They
could drop little Suge to sell him.
Why?
They want to make Suge Knight Legos. Hold on, let me make sure it was Hasbro.
What?
Yeah, Hasbro, massive toy company, the source of countless hours. They own Death Row. I feel like
what's it to remember?
We don't know that. Doesn't Hasbro, aren't they Transformers?
Hasbro is Transformers, right? They have.
But why would they want Death Row?
I
want
to see Suge Knight's image in a Transformers movie.
You know those collectibles.
Optimus
will go
how
on.
You turn it. That's hilarious. You gonna turn it into a blood? You all of a sudden you got red clothes on and a bandana.
What's good, blood? Man, if you had a wheelchair that turned into a crib.
Okay. That was a double entendre of a joke.
Wasn't it?
I like that.
There's
more of those gangs ass toys. if I saw a shit,
I don't
know
why Hasbro is gonna buy Death Row.
They got they're the only ones probably got the bread for it. Actually, no, it didn't sell for that.
Hasbro owns Mr. Potato Head, My Little Pony, Power Rangers, E1 and Death Row.
That just doesn't even match. What are you going to do? You're going to have Doggy Style playing and Mr. Potato Head boxes? This is madness.
You got a baked Potato Head.
Nope.
Delete that. Fix it in post.
Yes, sir. 4744.
Mr. Loaded Baked Potato?
No.
Mr. Potato Chips.
Okay, I'll give you that one. I'll give you that one. Okay, so how do we feel about Suge Knight handing
your life is safe in the hands of Ray J.
Yeah.
Ray J don't have no misses.
Yeah, he don't really be messing like that.
He's great. At everything he does, you will respect him. Please purchase more ads. Speaking of the next thing on the docket.
Okay, yeah. All right, but before we move on to that, you know, I was also thinking about other things.
What were you thinking about, Doughboy? Getting your life together, getting your credit in order?
I mean, you know, I have been trying to get my credit together because I don't always want to go to the guy to get a car. Mm-hmm. I want to actually get a car from a lot. But people don't understand what one of my fears is. You know what one of my biggest fears is?
What's one of your biggest fears?
Huge inflated interest rates.
Yeah.
Now, the average interest rate on credit card debt is over 19% APR.
What?
Have you looked at your interest rate lately, Kevin?
Mm-hmm.
How is it?
Well, it's great, but that's not going to help this ad.
Exactly. But listen, you don't
need... But it wasn't before I had a debt consolidation loan.
There you go, brother. Now listen, you don't need to be a financial expert to know that consolidating debt into a low fixed rate can save you thousands in interest. Now listen this. So pay off your high interest credit cards with a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream.
Lightstream!
You can get a rate as low as 5.95% APR with auto pay, much lower than the national average interest rate on credit card debt. The application is 100% online, and you can even get your money as soon as the day you apply. Now listen,
what?
Peep this out. Lightstream has a special offer for our listeners.
What is
apply
it?
Apply today at lightstream.com/RR
R&R.
And get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/RR
R&R.
For an additional discount. LIGHTSTREAM.com/RR
R&R.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/RR
R&R.
For more information.
R&R.
Now, speaking of female black moguls that are killing it not only in the TV space, but now are expanding their palette, Issa Rae officially launches a record label through Atlantic Records.
She's out of here.
Issa,
man.
Radio?
Issa, come on.
R-A-E?
Come on.
Issa now, can do no wrong. She's now, protected at all costs.
She is definitely doing her thing. Let me just kind of read to you some of the particulars of the situation. Now, she continues to prove that she is a woman of many talents, and in addition to multiple TV projects and upcoming films, she's now tackling the music industry. Like I said, this is going through to the legendary Atlantic Records. She signed a couple of people, and
she's helping to put a spotlight on unheard of artists, right?
Yes, and she said this, and I quote, "Music has always been an essential part of every project I do, and working with emerging talent is a personal passion. Radio," oh, and she did put it like that. She spelled it like that. "Radio allows me to continue that work within the music industry and audio entertainment space. The Atlantic Record teams are innovators in terms of shifting and shaping culture. I'm excited to join forces with them to discover new artists." At this point, is there anything Issa can't do?
No. I know the one thing Issa can't do.
Lose.
Don't take my thunder.
I knew where you were going with it.
She is killing it.
Mm-hmm.
TV shows in production. Movies in production. Mm-hmm. Knowing when to back Amanda Seals and not.
Mm-hmm. That's very, very important. And key. Major key.
Major key. Radio. You know she be rapping and stuff.
Yeah, I always knew in watching Insecure, because like even like I think like one of the first episodes when she was rapping in the mirror, mm-hmm. I could tell that she kind of had like those hip hop vibes to her.
Yes.
And like she always has. She actually put me on to some music, because in the first season,
I was going
to
say,
she put me on to Tyler. I knew who Tyler was, but there was a song that he had that find some time.
She put you on Tyler Creator?
Yeah, no, she put me on to that Flower Boy album.
Everybody loved Flower Boy.
That was a big change of sound.
People don't understand, like, a lot of her music, she be breaking a lot of artists.
That's what I was gonna say. She's used Insecure to build kind of a playlist system. I believe it's kind of what geared this type of opportunity for her, because she put a lot of artists on in those early seasons that are now starting to pop off, and like that kind of cosign.
She played Meg Thee Stallion on Insecure, but Black Lady Sketch Show. Yes. She put every theme song has a different artist, and the soundtrack to Insecure is amazing.
No, but let's talk about the biggest elephant in the room about the situation, because you know her personally, right? You've worked with Issa Rae in the past before, right?
You know, I'm gonna back that up here.
Okay, back it up.
The more success she has, I gotta separate myself. Because it's just...
But you do know her personally.
I know, but I mean at this point...
Do you know her personally? It's for the purpose of this question. Do you know her personally? It's about the elephant in the room.
I don't know what the elephant in the room is.
But have you met her personally at some point in your life?
Yes.
Okay.
That doesn't mean I know her personally. Okay. And knowing you, I don't know what the question might be.
I respect that.
So I want to be able to go back.
The elephant in the room is... How can we get you to play her my album so she signs me?
Oh my gosh.
I've never
the Wonder Years.
Never seen her.
Hit her up and let her know the Wonder Years is finished.
You haven't released it.
But so what? If she hears it, she can sign me to Radio Records. I could be on Atlantic.
Where's your demo?
I'll get it to you. Can you get it to her?
Absolutely not.
You're trash, man. We're supposed to be friends out here.
Send
man.
Her the alcohol song.
Which one?
What was the alcohol song?
Hangover?
No, the one we're gonna shoot in the church, right?
Oh, yeah. Say His Name? Say His Name didn't even make the album.
How?
How are you just going to throw away records that aren't even...
Hey, man, it was tough to make the
one. You just released it as a single and then didn't put it on the album? How are you going to count the streams? How are you going to go gold? Platinum?
But
diamond?
You ain't going to send it to her, man?
No. What little I do know of her, I've got to keep it for future projects.
Now, do you think, like, are artists like Issa and Donald Glover, like, redefining what can be done as far as creators go? Because, like, you see... Donald Glover dropping music as Childish Gambino, plus his TV show. Now she's getting into the music space. They're both like doing like
they actually do have similar paths as far as like having wild success in more than one thing. Like Childish Gambino or Donald, isn't he retiring?
I believe so. He was having that music success before.
Yeah. Like you hear his music and you don't even be like, oh, this is that comedian dude. You just be like, no, I like this song.
Some people didn't know that Childish Gambino and Donald Glover were the same person.
Now that's, you know what a lot of people also didn't know?
What?
Humpty Hump and Shock G was the same person. In Digital Underground.
Really? People didn't know that?
Until recently.
A lot of people didn't know that. Yeah, that was the same.
It was like a tour conversation.
All he did was put on a nose and some glasses.
That actually defeats one of my things. I was like, how y'all don't know Superman with glasses? But with Shock G, they're like, they got the glasses.
My name is Humpty.
I don't know. Never seen this guy before.
Clearly.
Do that dance and see who wins better.
Bro, you can't beat me in no dance. Maybe we should do that. Popular dances. I'm not doing the butterfly.
Why? Your legs don't go like that. You can't do that?
I can't. No. Don't do that. Don't make that face when you dance. This is a heartwarming story. Did you see this? Football coach disarms a gun-toting team that was about to walk into.
You know what? Yes, I heard the story. Let me tell you how sinister the internet was. Okay. So this was going viral over the weekend. It was like really heartwarming. The coach hugs the kid. He like hands off the shotgun off, to somebody else, right? Everybody is praising this coach, right, on the internet. I'm on Twitter yesterday, and people are like, first of all, he only had one bullet in there. He just planned on killing himself. It wasn't a mass murder. Oh, so, like, bruh.
Why? A man seen a gun and threw himself in harm's way. That one bullet could have killed him. What are y'all talking about?
Also, who's gonna count? You don't know.
You don't know what's in
the
gun.
First of all, it's a shotgun. You gotta reload.
Listen, bruh, I'm not running in front of nobody with no guns.
No.
He was better than me.
But listen, let me tell you what.
I'd be like, come on, kids. We would all run together. Like, I'm like, let's go this way.
First of all, you trying to save lives, not going to happen.
Right.
You're not running from nobody. You standing.
Oh, shut up. I'm fast. I could beat you in a race. Bro, you're going to stop. Kevin, stop calling me out because I'm going to start beating you and stuff.
Why do you think you can beat me in a race?
Because I don't think you're fast.
I'll race you right at this moment.
Okay.
We'll take this camera outside.
I have jeans on.
I have jeans on too.
Let's go.
Take these cameras outside. Grab these cameras right now. Oh, I'm sick of you. And this episode, we're going to finish this right now. I'm going to beat you right now. Head start or not?
What?
I'm going to give you a chance right now to ask for a head start. You can have one.
I'll take the head start.
I'm gonna beat you right now. This is just like a barbershop. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it.
Okay, be sick of it. You need to be sick of your poor eating habits.
Take off everything you need to take off. Take off everything
you need. Shut up, man. You want to get in this shoe face? Then be quiet.
You did all of them? Okay, good.
I'm about to beat the brakes off.
Why would you eat cheese before?
It don't matter, Doc. It's just Doughboy.
That's exactly why our neighbors don't like us here, guys. You're making all this noise. Dang it.
Just wrap it, right?
Yeah, we're almost done.
You want to back out?
Shut up! Let's go!
You want to back out?
Shut your mouth! I'm back to
here?
Where are we going to? Somebody put their hands up!
Blue line!
Hey, man, don't hit my car, man.
This is so stupid. They're gonna get hurt before this tour trip. Y'all didn't even stretch or nothing. I'll call it. Ready, set, go. Smoked.
Why would you play with me, boy?
Do it again.
You had a 30-foot head start.
What do you think's gonna happen? What do you think?
That boy, he gave you a head start.
He beat you.
We're okay. Don't call the cops. We're all right. Yeah, we work here. Good to see you, Mr. Lighting, sir. Right. We got an audience. That's just Greg up there. Same line. Ready, set, go.
Oh! I got it that time.
Nah, it's blue line. It's blue line.
Who got that?
How do you think you won?
Who got that one?
He, Kev still won.
He still hawks you though.
Run it back. Let's go. Last one.
Why does he keep doing this?
It's blue line, dog.
Were we racing here?
It's blue line. You still beat him.
Last one. Put somebody's hands out.
All right, so this is.
I'm gonna go behind Dizzy.
Behind Dizzy as well. All right, this is about to be a photo finish.
All right, I'm gonna mark
tonight. One. No, let go.
Okay. Ready, set, go.
They
were both coming.
I got me.
Kev almost
took my arm off. You better stretch, boy.
Thank you for tuning in with the head start. You see what it is.
You know the vibes.
You know the vibes. See you next week. Well, my legs will be in a splint.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.